then you just got to go 100%, you know, rather be a technician, rather be the service advisor, whatever position that you're in, you got to make sure that's what you want to do. You know, if you are not 100% sure, you can still try it. But if you're going to pursue it, you want to be successful, you got to give it all.
Hey, everyone. What is going on? This is your boy, Los Carlos, with the Motor Misfit. I really appreciate everyone that's been listening to the episodes, that's getting on. We are growing, and you are to thank for it. Plus, our wonderful guests. So, talking about wonderful guests, we have a great episode for you today because we have Mike Chang on the show today. Now, Mike is the Parts and Service Director at Acura of Pembroke Pines. So he is up there. Plus, he is the founder of Acura Honda Classic. If you haven't gone on the Acura Honda Classic website, seen them on social media, or been to an event, then I implore you to check that out because it is a great, great outlet for the Honda enthusiast community. So, guys, he goes over how he started from the bottom, made his way up, grinded all the way to where he is right now, and he's not done. Plus, he shares advice, insight, and everything on how you can also follow in his footsteps. So, guys, without further ado, I will get started with the episode. But again, I truly appreciate everyone that is listening, supporting, and, well, let's go. Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? This is Carlos, your boy Los with the Motor Misfit Podcast. Thank you so much for joining for another incredible episode. Guys, today I'm so happy to have our guest on. Today we are talking with a huge Honda Acura advocate and founder of Acura Honda Classic, Mike Chang. What is going on, Mike?
Hey, Carlos, man. Glad to be here. So happy to be here.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Guys, Mike, if you don't know Mike, then you definitely need to, especially if you guys are into Honda, because Mike and his team have made it possible for the Honda enthusiast community to come together as a whole and appreciate these amazing vehicles. Being a Honda fanatic, he made sure to surround himself around the brand. He is an Acura Parts and Service Director, an entrepreneur, and if that doesn't fill up most of his time, he still finds a little bit of space to be an avid Honda promoter. Mike is definitely doing big things, and I definitely see success, but I know he has already hit it, but more success in the future. Today, Mike will take us through his amazing journey and provide us with some great advice and insight. I'll pass it on over to him, and he can talk a little bit more about himself.
Hey, Carlos. Yeah, thanks for that. I mean, I started, you know, obviously, you know, from the bottom, from washing cars and doing a porter, and doing the last 23 years of working car dealership life, and kind of worked my way up from that to a technician, shop foreman, and about 10 years ago, became the parts and service director here.
Oh, wow, man. That's definitely moving on up and following that career journey, man. Congrats on that. That's really great. And how long have you been a parts and service director?
Just about 10 years now. Oh, wow. You know, yeah. It's been a great journey. It's not even something that I expected to do when they offered me the job. I mean, that was, you know, 10 years, well, a little bit over 10 years, almost 11 years ago now. And at that time, I was 29 years old. I just turned 40. So I've been a fantastic journey, able to contribute to the community and also helping people every day. I think that's important.
Yeah, man, definitely. And we definitely see the amount of effort and help that you give the community just by
obviously Acura Honda, the classic, but just all your work within that community. So we definitely applaud you and we appreciate everything that you do. So I want to get into that a little bit, right? But let's start from the beginning. So 23 years in car dealership experience. Wow. How has that been, man?
Man, it's been something that I've been dreamed of. Since I was a little kid, I was always fascinated by Honda since I was a little kid. And that is exactly what I wanted to do as I was graduating high school. And in fact, in high school, I went to a magnet high school where they have college courses. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to become a mechanical engineer. So I went to a different high school from my neighborhood, traveled quite far. I would say about 15 miles. I mean, for Florida, that's pretty far. But beside the fact, I wanted to become a mechanical engineer. I actually got a scholarship to go to UCF and turned that down, a 4-year scholarship, turned that down.
Wow.
And went to a Honda training school called Honda PACT, PACT. Pretty much is a technician program from Honda. At that point, I used to live about 60 miles from the school. So I used to drive to school every day, 60 miles each way. So about 120 miles a day.
Oh, wow.
It's something that I wanted to do. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of dedication, but I didn't care that's something that I wanted to do,
That's awesome, man. And this program, it was like a service technician program, like to get you ready to become like a service technician, a mechanic.
Yeah. So it's a factory program from Honda, and they host that in a vocational school down in Homestead called Robert Morgan. And it's a technician in-house training program. The self-study and also some of the classroom modules or testing are exactly what a certified Honda technician, Acura technician would do in a training center. So it's a great career path for any age individual that want to be a technician, whether it be a male or female, to be a technician. I was one of the graduates from there, and I'm very happy that I was a part of it. So within the program, there have been some revisions since the time that I used to go to school, but at that time I had to get an AS degree along with a 2-year program, is total of 6 trimester. And after, I think the second trimester, the instructor will help you get a job internship at a Honda or Acura dealership. At that time, I was interned at a Honda dealership, at about, I want to say about 5 months into my program, which is kind of early.
Yeah.
So at that time I just graduated high school. So I was still 17 year old. So, I was one of the younger one that entered the dealership world. Cause at that time, young folks were not, a place that a young guy would go to, but, I was very fortunate. And at that time, that dealership called Friendly Honda, it was a family owned dealership. And I love the fact that I started then, because that was, I call it the end of the old school era, and I learned everything the hard way, and I love 100% of it. I just love it.
That's awesome, man. And to get that opportunity at such a young age, man. But you know what, though? I love the fact that you said that you wanted to do this since you were little. So you knew what you wanted to do, you knew what you had to do to at least go in that path. So you just put everything in place to be able to make that happen, man. So that's amazing, man.
I appreciate that, man. It's just, it's just something about, fixing a car. It just gives you so much satisfaction at the end. It's something that I can't even explain, man. I love it.
No, man, I totally agree with you. I actually, obviously I'm here in South Florida now, but I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. And that's what I did, man. I worked for a small mom and pop dealership as well called Clear Honda. And I started out like in the doing oil changes. And then eventually they saw that I was doing like modding my car a whole bunch. And then they put me to be like, that's when like Honda Factory Performance like became a thing and you could actually get stuff installed at the dealerships. And yeah. I was like the go-to guy for putting all the
nice.
Factory Performance there. So I totally agree with you, man. It's just something about working on a vehicle that, you know, like it just fills that void, man. Now, question for you is why Hondas?
You know, again, growing up, it's funny that you asked that question. It's great that you asked that question because as I was growing up, I grew up in Hong Kong, originally from Hong Kong. And uh-huh. the place where I grew up, I remember a couple of my buddy, their uncle used to have, you know, either a Toyota Celica at that time, a flip light Celica. Uh-huh. And I remember laying my eyes on a Civic hatchback. And for some odd reason, that car just resonated in my head. And I just, I don't know. It's something about that. And since then, it just, I don't know, man. It's I'm in the maze and I'm still in the maze.
you've been hooked since then.
yeah, man. I mean, I gotta be like 5-6 years old, but yeah, man. So since then, I just love Honda.
That's awesome, man. That's great to hear, man. And so going back, and first off, I really like how you went all the way back to your childhood, 5-6 years old in Hong Kong, seeing that hatchback. I mean, that Civic, was it a hatchback or?
It was a hatchback, man. Yeah. So I huge fan of a hatchback.
That's awesome, man. So going back to you're in this program, you're going this route, you're working at this dealership. What happened after that, man? Like, so the end of the old school era.
So
where did you go after that?
So I started there in 1999. And hey, I go in, I thought I'm going to be an apprentice. You know, I'm going to be a trainee. I'm going to work, you know, on cars with a, you know, certified master technician. So I report to work at that time. Again, it's 1999. I mean, that was no HR. There was none of that. I report. I spoke to his manager, Mark Liberowitz, and he goes, "Hey, you ready to work, kid?" I'm like, "Yep, 100%. He gave me a bucket and a pickup tool. He's like, "Son, go pick up garbage around the dealership." At that time, that owner used to own two dealerships, a Ford dealership and a Honda dealership. So my job for the next 4 months was to pick up garbage.
Oh, wow.
On the two dealership. So I started doing that, and it's funny because the first day, I remember at 9 o'clock, I'm standing looking on US1, and there was a Boston Market there I can never forget, and I'm just looking at Boston Market. I'm like, wow, what have I done to myself? I should have been in UCF, in the class, in the scholarship, and you know learning a different trade rather than doing this. But man, I just shake it off and I just kept going. So I did that for 3 to 4 months, I think close to 4 months. And then they moved me up to start washing cars. So I get to touch a car now, right? So I just started to wash car, Honda and Ford, right? and I did that for a couple of months. Then they moved me into the Honda side now to become a service drive porter. I got to move cars. I'm like, man, I was so excited. At that time, I think I turned 18 now. I'm super excited. And I remember that time, the Civic Si. I got in the first Honda Civic Si. Just got off the truck. I had to move that car from one end to the other, where a technician can do the pre-delivery inspection, where they had to put on the front lip because it came off. It didn't come on the car. And I guess I got excited, man. And I took off kind of fast, and so I trapped the tires and. It was unintentional, but I remember my boss walk up to me. He goes, "Son, you do that again, you're out of here." and I'm like, "Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, man, that's how it started. So being, and then from there, I had an opportunity to become a quick service technician, pretty much just oil changes and tire rotation. Did that for a couple of months, and then I was able to work next to a master a Honda technician. And yeah, man. And from there, just until now.
You just skyrocketed from there. Awesome.
Yeah, man. I love it.
So when did you make the transition? After that, did you make a transition to like another Honda dealer, or did you, or because right now you're, is it, can I say where you're at right now?
Yeah, sure, sure. I'm at Acura Pembroke Pines now. But so I stay, I only work for two car dealerships. So I work at Honda store and a friendly Honda, used to be called Friendly Honda. And now I'm at Acura Pembroke Pines. So after being a trainee, I'm still at Honda the whole time. I think I was there a little over 4 years, 4.5 years. And so I did that for about 3 to 4 months. And then one day my manager called me in the office to go, kid, are you ready? I go, ready for what, sir? Become a technician. Carlos, that was the happiest day of my life. One of the happiest days of my life. I'm telling you right now. And I remember, I go, that was a Friday. And I goes, well, Saturday's going to be your first day, so get ready. Meaning I got to buy a toolbox. I did not have a truck. And I remember asking the other master technician, and his name is Willie, can I borrow your truck? And he was giving me a hard time. Said, no, you're not going to, you know, you can't borrow my truck. And I'm like, oh, man, come on, man. And I'm like, nah, I'm just messing with you. You can take my truck. So I pick up, went to Sears, and I picked up a decent size Craftsman toolbox. And yeah, man. And then next day I start turning wrenches. So I did that for about a few years.
That's awesome.
I want to say I could have done a better job. I was going through, you know, late teenagers, you know, early 20s. So I was not the best technician, you know, but I was forced to, you know, grow up fast because at that time, you know, there wasn't any write-up, man. He didn't go to work there. You're not going to work there. So I got a couple of warning from my managers, and then I tightened up, and, you know, thing was doing good. But at that time, you know, the business slowed down. The company was going through a buy sell. So they changed ownership. Mm-hmm. And so the practice and the vision were a little different from the original owners. Some of the original customer didn't appreciate that, and wasn't you know, obviously acclimated to the new practice. And it was good. They were going through some construction, so business were a little slow. And at that time, obviously, I had Bill, and I spoke to my managers, and at that time, my managers like, hey, man, just, you know, you were screwing up before, you know, do better for me. Let's see, you know, let's see what happened. I go, no problem. So, man, I put myself together, Carlos, and I did the best I can. But, you know, it was rough at that time. I just bought my place, but, you know, got myself in trouble because at that time I had a little Acura Integra GSR, and I spent a ton of money on it, building the motors and all the other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Not very good with money. And I you know, I was behind bills. So one of my old managers, service managers, he went to an Acura dealership called Acura South Florida, which later on my owner purchased that dealership. But I went to have lunch with him. He'd been calling me, go, hey, listen, you don't want to come here, that's fine, but at least have lunch with me. So during that time, I call it my correction time, where I was the perfect employees. I didn't even go to lunch, man. I ate my lunch there, and I was, you know, from 8 to 6 o'clock, I was there. I was the perfect employee. And that day I goes, you know what? I take you up the offer. I'll go ahead and go to lunch with you, and just lunch only. And we're going to have some, you know, our conversation. Plus we should work together. And I got a great deal of respect for this man. So, I spoke to my team leader at that time, which is me and him and the team. And I goes, hey, listen, Clarence, I need to, go have lunch with, you know, our old manager. Go, oh yeah, yeah, no problem. How long is it going to take? I'm like, I don't know, an hour and a half, but I'll be back. I'm like, no problem. So I had lunch. He obviously offered me a job. I didn't take it. I was fine where I was. I came back and I got called in the office. And my manager goes, hey, I thought you are a changed man. I goes, I am a changed man. What's going on? You know, you took over an hour lunch. I goes, well, sir, I spoke to my team leader. I told him that I will step out for lunch. It's going to be over an hour. Probably going to take about an hour and a half. He goes, well, your lunchtime is only for 1 hour, 1 hour only. And so a lot of things go through my mind at that time, and it goes, well, you know, I'm like, that's not fair for me, you know, and I have a feeling that I couldn't grow in that particular moment. And 2 + 2 put together, I'm like, well, the old managers are already offered me a job there. I'm like, you know what? I'm like 21 going to 22. I need a bit more chance for myself. I know that I screwed up for a little bit, so I didn't learn everything, but I need to challenge myself. And the manager asked me, you know, if you put yourself in my shoes, what would you do? I goes, that's the case. I would fire you. It's like, he goes, what do you mean? I'm like, if I'm the manager, I would fire myself. Sir, I'm giving you my 2 weeks.
So that was the way that you like were like, you know what? I'm taking that other job. Forget this.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't do it because of anger. I think I did it because, hey, I think someone is telling me that I need to do better for myself.
Yeah,
you opportunity. Know? And I took on that challenge. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Well, it's not awesome how it happened, but I'm glad that it was able to happen that way so that you could see the clarity and the light on that opportunity or that challenge that you wanted to take. Wow, man. That's a great story there. And then from then you put in your 2 weeks and you were at Acura of Pembroke Pines.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at that time, so after 2 weeks, I pack up my toolbox. I didn't take any days off because I need to pay bill. The next day, I pick up my toolbox. The next day, I was at my new job. At that time, it's called Acura of South Florida. And that's the name of the dealership. And again, another family-owned dealership. And I started there, and it was only six technicians, including myself. It wasn't a high-volume store. And but man, I'm going to tell you right now, and I regret myself from not learning everything there, because at that point, I was exposed, meaning I didn't have someone to help me. Yeah. At Honda store, if I you know, got stuck on a problem, you know, one of the guys would help me out. But at the Acura store, I was a new guy, man, and no one gonna help me, you know. And I'm there to prove myself, and for sure that I was not gonna let the manager down, because he'd given me an opportunity, and I promised him that I would never, you know, let him down. And I remember the first car I got, Carlos, was a 2004 Acura TSX. With a water leak. And you know, with water leak, it's not easy to detect. And, you know, with Acura and Honda brand, unlike domestic brand where they have specialists on certain area, whether it be AC or brakes, or engine performance, or heavy line, Honda Acura technician got to do from, you know, from the front to the back of the car, everything,
gotta do everything
in between.
Yep.
So, hey man, I got to suck it up, and it took me a little time, and it was funny because I didn't think I could have done it. It was a brand new car. I'd never seen it before. The car just came out. Turned out to be the drain line for the air conditioning evaporator was pinched. Mm. So it took me a little while to figure out, because there was no leak. I'm like, all of a sudden the carpet is wet. So I was able to fix the car, but you know, again, that was just a small obstacle. But yet at the same time, it gave me the assurance that if I put enough time and emphasis in it, I can figure it out, you know. And yeah, man. And after maybe a few days, you know, a couple of guys there, you know, having good conversation, and yeah, man. And since then, it just, you know, I was a technician, and I was learning. And doing that era was a little rough, because, you know, the brand, you know, was going through a little issues in terms of some of the transmission issues and recalls, and I was forced to learn, you know, how to do it. And yeah, so since then I've learned, hey man, if you need to learn something, you just gotta suck it up and learn. There's no shortcut. This isn't a shortcut. A shortcut is going to destroy you.
Yeah, definitely, man. There's no, you can't cut corners, basically.
You can't, man. And all the guy that the shortcut in the car dealership, and they end up getting caught up and end up, you know, not having a job at a dealership. So, you know, I learned the hard way, not doing a shortcut in life and just hard work, man. You know, when my parents always imprint me with work ethic, you know, coming from immigrant family, you know, work ethic is everything, you know. So so hard work was never a problem. And yeah, man, I used to open with the dealership at 7:30. And then I used to be the last guy to leave the dealership, man. The shop used to close at 6. I used to leave there at 9 o'clock at night because it was just so much work. You know, and I didn't mind the work. And fortunate enough, I met a young lady, now it's my wife, and she was very understandable. And and yeah, man. So we got married a few years after, and my owner purchased that dealership in 2004. And since then, I've been working for the same guy.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, let me and I'll do that call. I apologize that I threw up. My owner, again, is one of the few family-owned car dealership in South Florida, and one of the greatest men that I ever met. His name is Craig Zinn. I owe him a lot.
Craig Zinn, yeah, so Zinn Automotive Group. That's
yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we own a couple of Lexus store, a Toyota store, and a Subaru store.
Yeah,
and
all around and all that same area, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So the Lexus store and the Subaru store is right up the street. Not far from here. Every store that we have, we are our number one store in our district or typically in the Southeast United States. Last month for sales volume, our dealership were number one in the nation. So something that, you know, we take, you know, pride on and want to be the market leader. And I think it's important.
Yeah, man, definitely. Wow, man. I wasn't aware that, that was Craig Zinn that you were talking about the whole time. Wow. That's
yeah. Awesome, yeah. Man. Yeah. He's a great man. You know, he taught me a lot, you know, and as I became a manager and we got closer and this man has so much wisdom and he taught me so much in life. And I've done so many first thing ever in my life with him. And man, I couldn't, you know, think about work for anyone else.
That's great, man. That's when you know that you have an impact on others, like, cause you're speaking so highly of him, and I'm sure others do as well, but that's when you know you're really making a difference in people's lives. So that's awesome, man, that you had that you have that opportunity to experience that in life of working with and for someone that, you know, gave you that first shot, that opportunity, and then has helped you progress throughout your years, man. So that's really great.
Yeah.
So parts and service director. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, it's a lot of responsibility. Is you put us in charge of anything happening in the service department and also parts department. It might sound easy, but it is a lot going on. And fortunate thing is I have very good people working with me and make my life so much easier, so much easier. And it's very, very important for anything, whether it be team sport or workplace, man, your team is everything.
Yeah, definitely, man. And it pretty much seems like you have a great team working with you and for you, man. So that's great, man. So it's just a well-oiled machine over there.
Yeah, I mean, we sell a lot of cars, meaning, you know, they come back for service, and we do service a lot here. We do have, for Acura store, I think we got a pretty big shop. We got about 28 bays with two alignment machines, and yeah, man, we got good enough space in the shop so we can do quite a bit of cars in the shop, man, and the capacity is good, and from time to time we take on some good project and keep us in the game. And so yeah so every day, man, I want to be here. That's the great thing about, you know, my job, that every day I want to be here.
Wow, man, that's amazing. And then now let's talk about Acura Honda Classic.
Yeah.
How did that come along, man? Was it just your passion for these vehicles? How did you just think, hey, you know what, we're just going to get this started and see where it goes. Can you give a little insight into that?
You know, Carlos, it's funny you mentioned, that's a great question, because, you know, before that entity, you know, was created, we always, every so often, we have karmic, because obviously me and my guy that works here, everybody is very passionate about the brand and also just, you know, the tune and scene down here. And with that being said, we always have karmic and all branding, it was welcome. And that was always, I always enjoyed the fact that we have a safe place for people to come hang out without, you know, being chased out by the cops and all that, and a respectful place where people can hang out and join themselves, not just them, but more just car, but like people can meet each other. And also, you know, an environment that you can bring your kids and your wives and everybody can just hang out, have a good time. And so we always been doing that in the past, I would say 10 years or so. But in 2018, you know, a couple of us was like, hey, why don't we, you know, gather some type R's, some type R meaning like Integras and Civic type R's, some S2000s and some NSX. Let's get a small groups together and let's just hang out. And man, I love this golden era car, you know, the 80s, 90s and early 2000s. I love all the years, but I particularly love those cars. And before the hype, you know, obviously this way before the hype, but so in late 2018, we host a meet here, and there was a good amount of people that was just, hey man, it word of mouth, and hey man, just show up. Before we even created the Instagram page, and we have like 60 some cars, you know, including Integras, Type R's and S2000 and NSXs. And that was a good amount of cars, you know, just by word of mouth. And I'm like, man, I really enjoyed it, man. It was on a Sunday. Everybody was having a good time. I'm like, man, I got home that day. I'm like, man, I got to create a name for this. Like what kind of meet is this? You know, what is it? So I'm like, I want to include both sides, not just the Honda side, not just the Acura side. And, you know, about a car that I have a huge passion on. So I go, how about Acura Honda Classic? Spoke to a couple of my guys. They're like, yep, that's the name. Let's do it. So yeah, man. So that's how the name created. And from there, we want to continue doing this car meet, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think we met each other last month on our last car meet. And I guess it was one of the biggest turnout. We probably had about 400 cars in the dealership that we can hold. And the adjacent parking lot out there was full of Hondas. I mean, I don't even know how many people show up, but it was fantastic turnout, and I love it.
Yeah, man, it was a huge turnout, man. Like, I think I'm about to put out a YouTube video on it, and I was editing it the other day, and I was like, wow, this is huge. And I even caught myself saying, like, wow, this is like the most people that I've seen here. Like, it was crazy, man. I walked by the front when you guys let in the cars. Unfortunately, I didn't have my Type R at that time because it was getting something taken off. But I parked in the Publix parking lot, and I walked over, and they had to turn away cars. Like, it was crazy because there was no more space.
Carlos, man, I'm telling you, like, the car meet was from 8 to 11 o'clock, and I knew it's going to be a pretty big turnout. People would start showing up a little early. And long story short, I got a couple of friends actually came down from New York, just want to see the cars, but it ended up helped me working up in the front and you know, organize and guiding the car in. And at, man, at 7:15, cars are start coming in. And at about 9:15, man, we have to close it up because we couldn't fit any more cars.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. Like, but it's crazy because I saw the biggest turnout of Type R's. Like, you guys had huge, like, Civic Type R's, a bunch of NSX. I've never seen that many NSXs there before. You guys had, like, the side with the Accords. It was always big, but even the Type R's were, like, overflowing to that side. And then, like, it was just a whole bunch of cars, man. Oh, a bunch of S2000s as well. Acuras. I even see, like, some non-Hondas and Acuras on the other side. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, man. And when those call comes up, they thought that, hey, man, they're going to get turned away. I said, no, man, come on in, please, man, come on in. You know, we pride ourselves on our car meet. We want to make a car meet that's different, meaning I don't want to say it's better than others, but more so, you know, the organization is very important for us. You know, as you can see, when you were here, you know, everything is nice and organized. There's no two-step revving and, you know, all the bad stigma that people have in their mind about, you know, Honda, just, you know, import in general. And we want to take all of that away. An environment, again, like I mentioned before, that you can bring kids and your wife, family can enjoy. You know, we had a food truck, you know, and no loud music and no, you know, again, revving the engines and all that nonsense. And man, it was just a great environment. And we pride ourselves doing that. And pretty much that was our blueprint. And we just copy and paste on every single meet that we have. And we have done it here. We've done it in Orlando. And soon we want to expand to different state. And so that other people can enjoy, you know, what we do too.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And I'm sure that it's definitely needed everywhere else, man. Because I remember when I was when I was younger, I was so much into Hondas. Even right now, obviously with my Civic Type R, I'm into Hondas. But it's like you said, like these little pop-up meets or some of these car events you go to, and it's like not organized. You know, it's not really the safest also with the people doing stupid stuff. But I love how you guys pride yourself in making this a great organized event so that people can just go and have fun, man. They don't have to worry about, oh crap, like maybe I shouldn't get too close to this car because they're about to do something stupid.
Yeah. You know? Call us the feeling of seeing people just enjoying themselves, sharing their passion, telling the story about their bill or their restorations, man, is priceless, man. You know, I hate to steal it from the credit card company, but it's really that good. When I see it, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. This is a community, you know, and it's very important for us, you know, to continue with that blueprint.
Yeah, man. I love that. How you guys have the cars to showcase there. It's always great to hear it from the actual owners themselves and how you guys give them that platform to be able to talk about their build. All the raffles. Guys, if you guys have not made it down to Acura Honda Classic event, I implore you to come down. If you can make the South Florida one, then I'll see you there. But you can also go up to the Orlando one.
Yeah, man. So our next one would be probably somewhere in August or September. You know, we don't want to do it too close, but so we want to do every 2 to 3 months. So, you know, August and September, we probably going to host our next one. So whoever that interested, you know, make sure to stay in touch on our social media page, mostly on Instagram. Acura Honda Classic, and we usually post everything on there.
Yeah, perfect, man. Yeah, I definitely am looking forward for that next event, man. So we're going to talk about your social media and where people can talk, can find you in a few minutes, but mm-hmm. I wanted to get some fast track questions or what I like to call the final lap questions. Because our interviews, you know, it's getting down to the end of it. So I want to get these questions over to you. These are quick questions and probably quick answers that I'm going to have for you. They all go hand in hand. And one follows the other. So the first question for you, Mike, is you have a 3-car garage, you know, nothing fancy, and you can only own 3 cars. What 3 cars will be in those spaces?
Oh, Carlos, come on, man. Yeah, are you going to do this to me?
unlimited funds, too, by the way.
Well, I'm a Honda guy, an Acura guy, so I'm going to stick with the same breed, okay? So Integra Type R, to be particular, S2000. Doesn't need to be a CR, but just an S2000.
Okay.
And a NSXR. Those would be the 3 cars.
Nice, man. What years on the cars? Any particular years or?
I S2000 doesn't matter. I don't mind the AP1. You know, they're like, well, that, you know, don't have to torque the AP2, man. I love the rattles. I love the 9,000 RPM. It's a pure car, man. You know, I love AP1, AP2. It doesn't matter. Integra, Type R, it doesn't really matter neither. But I prefer, because I have one, a championship 98 Type R. You know, NSXR, obviously championship too. So doesn't matter if it's any one or any two. So I take either one.
All right, man. That's an awesome garage there. And I love how you kept it with the Honda brand. Well, Honda,
I have to.
Because that's awesome, man. Yeah, you do. And that truly shows where your passion and your love is for vehicles, man. Definitely. You kind of touched on it a little bit before, right? But what was that one car? And you mentioned a car that EG Hatch, or the, not, maybe it wasn't an EG, but a hatch in Hong Kong. What was it? Could, I guess you could use that one, but what was that car that really impacted you in life? If you can, try to use another one, but if that's the one, then we can definitely talk about that.
I want to say that definitely, you know, obviously have impacted my life drastically. That got to be like 86, 87 Civic hatchback. I don't know the exact model. I'm too young to know, but I know it's a Honda Civic hatchback. But, you know, moving along, my first car was a EF91 Civic four door. But I think the car that impacted me quite a bit was the second car, which is also a 91 on a Civic, but now this is a hatchback SI. And Carlos, I love that car, man. I love that car. I had a car for a few years, and I used to go to school, go to Robert Morgan, drive 60 miles a trip, 120 miles a day, and part-time job doing delivery on that car, man. So that car impacted my life huge, you know, in many ways.
Awesome, man. Yeah, that's the EF, right?
That's the EF, yes, sir.
Yeah. That's where I learned how to, in that hatchback, it wasn't an SI though, it was a regular one, it might have been like a DX, yeah. Is where I learned how to drive stick, man.
Oh, nice. Well, that was my first car too, so that makes both of us, because my first car was automatic, so the second was a stick shift, so yeah.
Here they don't, oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, here they don't have like hills, but in Boston I was like,
oh man, gotta be tough.
Dude, I was at the bottom of the hill, and that's what I did for like 2 or 3 days straight. Just practice going up and down the hill, and I got it, basically.
Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot here, as you know, but I remember whenever I do approach like a parking lot that have a stop sign, have a little, you know, steep angle, and I know there's a car behind me, I have to, you know, I get a little nervous when you go up, and you know, oftentimes you let go of the clutch too early, and then you spin the tire, and people think that you're an amateur.
Yeah, basically. I got to teach my wife how to drive stick, and yeah, that's what she's dreading. And I'm like, "There's no hills in Florida.
Yeah.
You're okay." Mm-hmm. She's like, "No, because I've been on some places where I do roll back," and I'm like, "All right." So yeah. I gotta do that.
Man, I gotta say, we gotta save the stick shift, man, because you know a lot of car manufacturers are facing away from the manual transmission, and some of the younger generation that we have now, and they have no idea how to drive stick shift. I think it's important that we save that, man, because I think it's so important, and it's so much more fun and involvement driving a stick shift.
Yeah, man, definitely. I totally agree with you. What do they say? I saw a meme the other day that was like, well, maybe not the other day, a few months back, where it was like the best theft deterrent for your car is having a stick shift car.
It's a good
nobody,
one.
Yeah, nobody knows how to drive it nowadays.
Oh, it's nice. Hey, listen, man, I got, you know, a few young guys working here as a porter. And whenever we have a stick shift come up, I always tease them like, hey, man, you got to move this car or not? Like, so like, come on, man, give me a break. You know, I can't drive stick shift.
But it's so easy now with these cars. Like, I feel that it's a lot easier with the transmissions that they're putting in the cars right now, versus how it was before, man. Like before, like that car was shut off on you right away. But now it's like, I feel that it's a little bit easier. So I don't know. It might just be me.
No, you're right. They designed this manual transmission so much better, you know, than, you know, the previous, you know, manual cars. And, you know, even the rev match, like your car have rev match. I mean, when you downshift, it's so much smoother and easier, and it's safe for the powertrain too, and the synchros and the clutches. So it's good all the way around.
Yeah, definitely, man. And you definitely notice that, man, when you go and you drive an older one. So yeah. If they want to learn, it's definitely better to learn on the newer ones.
Yeah.
And then, and man, last question that I have for you of the fast track questions is, well, this isn't the question, but have you ever played Track Daily Crush?
No.
All right. So I'm going to give you a list of three cars. You got to let me know which one you're going to track, which one you're going to daily, and which one you're going to crush at the junkyard.
Oh. Wow. I'll call those, man.
don't say wow yet, because you're really going to hate me after I give you your list of three cars, because your particular list is going to be your three car garage that you just mentioned to me. So that Type R, the S2000, and the NSXR.
All right. So, oh man, that's tough, man. My guy's going to hate me if they hear this, but the Track, obviously, NSXR, it's a two-seater. It's going to be, you know, tough to daily and crush, forget about it. I mean, they don't make that many of those cars, especially they don't have it in the U.S. Daily would be Integra, at least have back seat on the back, right? So it was somewhat functional, have a decent size trunk, so you can daily that car. Not that I would do it, but hey, you can daily that car.
Yeah.
The Crush, unfortunately, it's going to be an S2000. It's a two-seater. You know, out of the three, that's going to be unfortunate candidate for it.
You know, I kind of thought that you were going to go that route, because I was like, okay, if you're really going to buy or drive a daily, it's not going to be a two-seater, and you got two-seaters on that list. So one of them was going to hit that crush button, and I didn't think you were going to do that with the NSXR. So thank you for playing. That was great choices. And you know, thank you for competing in the little fast track questions, man.
Of course.
So now we're at the end of our interview. I know we've gone a little bit longer, so definitely want to respect your time. I just have maybe two more questions for you. One of them, or the first one being, people that want to follow in your footsteps, what are those pieces of advice that you would give them?
So I would imagine you referring to my career, my dealership life.
Well,
if that's the case, yeah.
Because you have people that also want to start a movement, like you have started with Acura Honda Classic.
Right.
You know, so this applies to everything that you're doing.
Right. So, okay, for the car dealership life, time is rough sometimes. So if you want to work in a car dealership, you know, you got to have a good work ethic. You got to work hard, man. You got to make sure that's something that you want to do, you know. And if you fill all this criteria, then you just got to go 100%, you know, whether it be a technician, whether it be the service advisor, whatever position that you're in, you got to make sure that's what you want to do. You know, if you are not 100% sure, you can still try it. But if you're going to pursue it, you want to be successful, you got to give it all. Okay, so that's car dealership. In terms of the car community, groups. Again, you got to do it with passion, man. A lot of, you know, and again, I hate to say it like this. There are some folks out there have some of these organized group or try to create an organized group. Their intentions behind is to make money. If that's the case, I don't think you're going to do well. Some of them do, but again, you got to do it for the passion, not for the money.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's some great insight, man. And you're right. You know, if you're doing it for the money, eventually people will sniff that out, you know, because they know you're not truly passionate about it. And you're not really an advocate, right? Look at how much Acura Honda Classic has grown. And it's obviously not because, it's just another event to go to. It's because people see the passion that's behind it. People watch the YouTube videos. People see your posts on Instagram. They see how other people show the events. If they didn't go to the event, they see how you guys put on that event. So the passion is definitely there and the community sees that, man. And you want to be around that if you want to be in that community.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important. I think that's very important. I think you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, man, definitely. So Mike, where can people one find you and two, find Acura Honda Classic, any social media or any contact information that you want to give out there?
Yeah, so for us, Instagram would be Acura Honda Classic. Also, Facebook, same thing. Have any questions, feel free to DM through that channel. We try to respond every single DM, so definitely do that. Email also, AcuraHondaClassic@gmail.com. We always try to respond on every single email. We've been doing quite a bit of project and also showing you guys, you know, how to or things of that nature on our YouTube channel, AXC Garage. We've been doing that for the last couple of years now. And that channel has grown substantially too as well. And definitely check that out. We obviously have new content, new video dropping every single Saturday at 2 p.m.
Nice, man. And I love how you guys stick with that schedule, man. To tell you the truth, I went on there to see a bunch of those videos. Obviously, I especially like the Civic Type R ones that you guys have made. Not so recently, but I guess in the last year or two. Right. Mm-hmm. Having my Civic Type R. So definitely enjoy those videos. And, you know, you guys should definitely check them out. It's great information. And you guys, and it's not just the tech reviews. You guys do other stuff as well on there. I know that you guys for a while were doing a video podcast. You guys were showing like some of the events as well. So guys, you guys just go on the AHC Garage YouTube channel and go check out those videos because you will not be disappointed. And like Mike said, follow Acura Honda Classic. It's Acura Honda Classic on Instagram as well, or is it AHC?
Yes.
On Instagram.
It's Acura Honda Classic on Instagram and Facebook.
All right, perfect. So, guys, you heard it here. Definitely check out Acura Honda Classic. It is basically the one-stop shop here for the Honda community. And if you're into Hondas, you're into Acuras, you will not be disappointed. Mike, thanks so much, man, for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. And yeah, man, would definitely love to have you on back again. And I look forward to that event that you guys are going to have in the next few months.
Hey, Carlos, thanks for having me. Just have a blast here, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No, thank you, man. You have a great night, all right?
Thank you.